Digit, sponsored by Shillaga Garden Centre in Glan and Plan Le Watt. Shillaga, let your inspiration grow.
Hester's here for Dig It. It is our very special December edition and we are talking holiday gifts. Hester McDonald, welcome back.
Hello, hello. I can't really believe it's December.
I know, it's happened.
It's kind of sneaked up on us. It was October, it was lovely, it was sunny, it was... Oh, now it's December.
Have some snow. Don't believe me? Here, have the snow. Did you get caught out a couple of days ago?
Yes, I got very wet feet multiple times.
I'm still wearing my snow boots. I'm here, like, ready for the next one.
You're totally fixed.
I had utterly inappropriate footwear a couple of days ago. Today, though, I am ready. Bring on the snowstorm not going to happen today.
Exactly. You just wear them right up till flip-flop season. You'll be great.
Exactly. That's it. Two kinds of footwear. We're talking today about gifts at Shillaga Garden Centre, and they have their Frozen Kingdom. It's been open for a few weeks. Hester and I went over to check it out together when it first opened. It's beautiful.
It's lovely, isn't it? I just want to crawl in with all the little animals and have tea with them.
Yeah, they do have all these sort of little polar bears and deer.
It's so
and
cute.
They're even on animatronics. It's actually adorable. There's these amazing winter wonderland scenes.
All the little tiny miniature, like... the merry-go-rounds and the little trains and everything.
Oh, it's the little miniatures that get you.
I just love them.
There was a little miniature ski station. I enjoyed that. If you go over there, look out for the miniatures room where they do have all of these little tiny like village scenes.
So cute.
And there was one that had a little ski lift. It was up in the air. You got to look up for it. Super cute. So go and check that one out. It's the Frozen Kingdom at Shillaga Garden Centre. I'd say that you can, take the family over there.
I would. Several times. Yeah. It's very cute.
It's a nice adventure.
Yeah.
We're talking about different kinds of holiday gifts. We've also got a Christmas tree to give away on the show today. I'm asking you to tell me about a particular Christmas ornament. For this competition, though, the tackier the better. I really want to hear about your tacky Christmas ornaments that come out. Not necessarily something that goes on the tree. Could be like one of those. I'm really hoping someone's going to tell me about a glow reindeer that they put outside.
That would be brilliant.
Or some nice icicles that hang from their balcony.
Oh, we have a terrifying angel that doesn't even go on the tree.
It's too scary.
It's too scary.
Where does it go? Does it have a place?
It goes on another plant in the house. And one year we forgot to take it down and I noticed it in April and thought, no, she can stay up.
Oh, bless her.
Yeah.
She's living on.
Yeah.
In terms of gifts, though, we're not giving tacky ornaments away. No, no, we are giving away all sorts of very classy gifts. And you have sorted out some really lovely gift ideas by price point. So this is a really good idea. Maybe, I don't know, if you're doing sort of secret Santas as well, we're here to help you.
We are absolutely here to help you. So I really like giving plants or garden-related things to Secret Santa because most people tend to go, chocolates, iffy socks, aha. You're kind of done with that. And surprisingly, there's loads of things at the under 10 franc, that magic 10 franc price point. They'll last longer than chocolates, probably won't end up in landfill. And you never know, might just spark a newfound love of all things green. The one that really caught my eye, and I was astonished at the 7 franc 50 price point, is a kit called The Green is the New Black. They have them in Shillaga and Glan, and they're made by the really excellent Radis et Capucines company based in Angers in France. So if you want to buy them direct from the company, they're €7.50. You can buy them online as well if you can't get to Shillaga. And the one I really liked, it's got a black pot and you grow your own red poppies. I thought it looked stunning. It looks like it costs way more than £7.50. So you get one of those. It comes in a little box. Obviously, the plants aren't already ready to go. It comes with a box. A very nice planter which you can reuse later, some substrate, some soil which is in a kind of pelleted form, and the seeds. And so they will transport really well, so if they're going to be in Santa's sack or at the bottom of your work bag for several days, then they'll survive just fine.
So it's a green gardening present that transports really well, it looks really classy, and it's only 7 francs 50. That is a perfect little secret Santa gift.
I think it's brilliant. And they also have a really rather fun soirée épicée, a spicy evening where you can grow your own chilies, obviously, but that might be a bit iffy if it's going to be for your boss.
Okay, so watch out for that one.
Don't want to be having a chat with HR later.
This was an inappropriate
yes,
gift.
Exactly.
But a good one for friends. Okay.
So, do you like terraria or terrariums? Apparently, you can say both.
Is that where you grow things in glass?
They do, and I love them. I love being able to see plants from a different angle. from all the way down to their roots and sideways on. And I just really like the idea that you've made a little world. It's back to this miniaturization that I really like. It's like a doll's house, but for plants. And they have really very nice modified forks and spades at Shilliger. And they're most of them are telescopic, because obviously if you have to dig around at the bottom of it, it's very similar to some of the aquarium gardening kits as well, because you have to get in without disturbing all of the other plants. Mm. They look a bit like a toasting fork, actually. I'm sure it probably could double up as a toasting fork for marshmallows at Christmas if you get desperate.
Or a back scratcher.
Or a back scratcher. That would be really good. And they're very cute, and they are very, very nice. They're only £7.50 from Shilliger.
Again, I like this price point.
I do. From the German company Eschel Design. And to be honest, they're so cute. You could just give them to someone. They don't have to actually garden with them ever. They just look really nice.
Okay. So yeah. I was wondering how people deal with those terrarium gardens.
That's
so
how they deal with them. Pretty clever, right?
Get these tiny little trowels on, long telescopic
very, very
handles.
Nice. Very sweet. So I like a nice vase. I love cut flowers and I love being able to display them in the house as well. How about one that doubles as a cutting stand? So a cutting stand is usually a wide-bottomed vessel that you can see the roots developing really nicely. And this one I really liked. Kind of fits into the chemistry lab decor trend. And it's on a wooden stand. It only costs £9.50.
That's not bad at all.
It's not too bad. I have to say, I wouldn't put it in your work bag for a few days. I think it might not survive.
And then for the tightest of budgets,
Shilliger have the most gorgeous dried wooden flower stands, and they are £3.50. That is very cheap. And dried flowers are very, if you look at anything on Instagram, anywhere else, dried flowers are very, very in. They're very in.
Yeah,
for £3.50. Pretty good, I'd say.
All right, a great way to display the lovely flowers that people can then get. Maybe throw in a couple that you have found or from your own garden if you are green-thumbed yourself. But for now, we will come back to the gifts. Keep your answers coming in. Tell us about your particular garden ornaments that are coming out, or not garden ornaments, but Christmas ornaments that are coming out, rather, to go into the draw for a Nordman Christmas tree that stands 1.5 metres tall, courtesy of Shilliger Garden Centre. Thanks to them for this great prize. Send in your answers at studio@worldradio.ch, or if you're using our app, you can hit the little speech bubble in the top right-hand corner. You can even WhatsApp us now.
Dig It, sponsored by Shilliger Garden Centre in Glan and Plan-les-Ouates.
I thought we'd take a moment just to go through some of your Christmassy ornaments that you're all getting into the draw for this Christmas tree from Shilliger Garden Centre. We've got Evelyn, who said, love listening to the show this morning. Keep going. I have lots of lights in our garden along the fence and on my huge oleander, which I bought at Shilliger's, actually, not too far from here. I also bought a little candle holder outside, which is really nice at night as the candles look real. You can charge them and they're timed. And she sent me a picture. Look at that, Hester. It looks
That's
so pretty.
Lovely.
She said, obviously, it looks better at night. But thank you for going out and taking the picture.
It looks good during the day too.
It does.
Yeah, it looks very nice.
Christina says, I love my mice on skis. There we go. I did say the tackier the better at the moment.
I like the sound of mice on skis. I'd have those.
You would?
Yeah.
But would you have Christmas potatoes? Ash says, for the Christmas tree this year, my daughters have chosen this for our sustainable green Christmas theme. Happy potatoes for a happy Christmas. We've got a picture of some potatoes wearing a scarf, a hat, little reindeer antlers. I don't think, though, that it's an actual potato. I think they're
really
still ornaments.
I really want it to be a real potato.
So Hester and I have come up with a business suggestion now.
Yeah. You can all share in it if you want to do it together.
I just want someone to make it happen, and I know that I'm not going to move this forward. But if anyone wants to come up with like a Mr. Potato Head
Christmas decoration kit.
Christmas decoration
we're
kit.
In.
We would like to go in on the creative for that.
Yeah.
We're probably not going to move this forward, let's be very honest. Unless you're up for taking this on, in which case
no,
we had this idea
busy,
first.
But I think that somebody else might be better at it.
Great. We're in, though. We're in. We'll be a panel or something.
Yeah.
Keep them coming in. What great ideas. What great ornaments that you've got. And yes, please keep them coming in for this Christmas tree competition. If you want to win a Christmas tree that's 1.5 metres tall from Shilliger Garden Centre, you have to go pick it up from Glonk. It's really difficult to get in the post box. If you want to win that, then all you need to do is send in just a little note about a Christmassy ornament. You don't have to send in a picture if you want to send in a picture.
We are loving the pictures.
You can go for it. Just tell me about them. There's text, there's email, studio@worldradio.ch. There's also on the WhatsApp, if you're listening on the app, you can find the little speech bubble on the app and then message us on WhatsApp so you can send us a picture nice and easy. So Hester, we're looking at gifts. You've got some great gift ideas. We've done the very, very kind of cheap, cheerful, under 10 francs, yeah, great ones for Secret Santa. But what about practical items for those that you know love a garden?
Yeah, so we would always say Felco Secateurs. They're Swiss, they've got red handles, they're quite Christmassy. But you do need to know the person as to whether left or right-handed, what size secateurs they need, and you don't want to buy them any duplicates. So good if you want to sneak somebody into the store, get them to try the different sizes, and then quietly and discreetly buy them for them. If you can't do that, how about something that's very good for weeding? There's a item called a Fisker's Exact Extractor. Sounds terribly, terribly high-tech. Very comfortable to use. It's got a soft grip, so you can actually weed with it for ages. And they're very, very narrow. It's like the narrowest, teeniest, tiniest spade you've ever seen. And one side's serrated, so it's really good for getting up those wretched plants between paving cracks, in the lawn, in flower beds, or also, I would say, really good for working in pots or in raised beds as well.
Oh, great. Okay, so how much will we expect to pay for one of those?
So they're about €20. If you don't, if you haven't seen them in store, which you might not have them, go to the Fisker's site, Fiskars. Click on the country and it'll tell you who the sellers are in that country.
Okay.
Which is very good. I quite fancy a mist sprayer as well.
Are you hinting? Are you dropping some hints
this
around there?
This is a big hint. Clunk. There it is.
Everyone in the studio, listen
it's
up.
What we like.
Just dropping a hint.
And I particularly would like one from a British company called Haws, H-A-W-S, as in, you know, Haws and Hips, as in flower buds that have gone to fruit. And this, the one is called their Classic Sprayer, and you can get them in copper, nickel or brass colours. They've got 300 mils, and there's like a top button on it, and it really looks like it would be perfect in a Victorian lady's fernery. They're really good for misting orchids, succulents, air plants, Christmas wreaths, anything really. And you can buy them online from Haws, www.haws.co.uk, for £25, and they will ship worldwide, so you can make somebody very happy wherever they are in the world that's a gardener.
Wonderful. Okay, so a mist sprayer just to get rid of that plastic bottle that you've probably got under the sink.
Okay,
something to display.
Yeah.
Fresh flowers.
So I came across a newish company based in Niederlands in the canton of Aargau quite recently called Bloom Bloom, and it's a subscription to ethical, no-fly, locally sourced Swiss flowers. And the regular subscriptions start at 49 francs, which I think is very good. They're hand-packed into recyclable boxes and arrive via the post, brilliant, into your letterbox, and it's www.bloombloom.ch. Very clever. Very
nice.
Yeah, lovely. And for fresh flowers further afield, I love Bloom and Wild. They're British. They deliver to the UK and to France under the name Bergamot. They even got tiny Christmas trees which go flat. They pack flat into your letterbox, complete with little teeny tiny paper decorations. Bloom and Wild, absolutely beautiful.
Wait, a real Christmas tree?
Real Christmas tree. It's got to be Diddy Diddy.
It's a real miniature. We're definitely on the miniatures, aren't we?
I love miniatures. Yeah, very, very nice.
If you can't give away gifts, physical gifts, you might consider some kind of experience.
So I couldn't miss out talking about my own company at the Swiss Gardening School. You can get gift vouchers for other people or drop some really heavy hints about things you might like for yourself. All our courses are at our new location in Neon, and all booking and payment is all done online. And we've got dozens of different courses coming up next year. Pruning, one called Right Plant, Right Place, to help you to stop making mistakes about choosing plants for your garden, growing herbs, veg, and loads more. They're all on the website. Or you could pop along this weekend, the 9th and 10th, at 20A Route de l'Etras in Neon. Say hello, ask me any gardening questions you have, have a peep at our garden, say hello, and buy lots of things from our marché de Noël. It's not just plants.
Okay, is that because you're doing a special event this weekend, or is that just because you're always there?
No, I would love to always be there. No, it's a marché de Noël. It's a special event, and it's open from 11 on Saturday till 6, and same on Sunday, but till 4. And we've got all sorts of things. We've got carols, we've got children's story reading, we've got activities as well as all of the nice things to buy and to eat.
Wonderful. And then another little masterclass slightly further afield.
So if you're remote or you're buying for somebody who's further afield, I would absolutely recommend the Gardening Masterclass, which is gardenmasterclass.org, founded by the wonderful Annie Guilfoyle, who's a Chelsea winning designer with a long pedigree in design, journalism. She often writes for Gardens Illustrated, if you've ever seen her work in there, and teaching at the wonderful garden, Great Dixter, among other places. And Noel Kingsbury is also a very, very experienced gardener, garden writer and designer. I've got several of his books at home. He's very, very well known. And they intended originally just to provide garden courses outside London, because most of them are very, very London-centric. And they have expanded and expanded to loads of really fantastic online lectures and talks, in-person conferences and visits in the UK as well as elsewhere in Europe. You could buy someone one of their memberships, which gives them a discount to all the online events, or you could buy them just a course that you think they might like. Personally, I'm going to be booking their bad botany course in January because it looks hilarious and very useful as a little Christmas gift to myself. And I think I'm also going to book their growing grit course in March. That's just coming up next year.
Nice. So those are the things that Hester will be up to next year. If you want to book someone on a place to be in there with them, or drop a hint that that's what you would like to do to someone special that's looking for a Christmas gift for you. Those are some great ideas. Coming up, we'll be talking about practical gifts. We're talking very physical gifts like books, but also some things, some more things, in fact, that you can do virtually. So stay tuned for that.
Dig It, sponsored by Shilliger Garden Centre in Gland and Plan-les-Ouates. Shilliger, let your inspiration grow.
I've said we're going to talk about physical gifts like books, but what if you are going to struggle to get something in the post to somebody, maybe perhaps somebody far away? Then we've got some solutions for you. If you know someone that loves gardening, we've got some virtual gifts. Hester has found a pick. Yeah. See what I've done there? Pick.
Like that was gardening. Clever. I saw that was brilliant.
Pick. Thank you. We've got a pick of gifts.
A mix and picks of gifts. Yes.
Let's talk about that.
So I like giving subscriptions, whether it's to a magazine or it's to an organisation or something like that, because it's an easy way for the person to participate in something they might be interested in, and it's an easy way for you as the gift giver to give it regularly or as a one-off or whatever. I think it's really handy. Yeah. So locally, I like being members of botanical gardens, and that's really good for gardeners. So locally here, I'm a friend of the Botanical Garden of Geneva, which gives you dozens of free, really excellent talks, walks and talks and guides around either the herbarium, around the garden, mostly in French, but because a lot of the scientists there are English speaking, not necessarily in French, and some very interesting visits to specialist collections, as well as tours and visits in other countries. It's 60 francs a year for a single person, and I have to say it's well worth the money. I usually manage to get to probably 4 talks a year, and they are worth every penny. It's excellent.
Did not even know that you could do that.
Yeah, it's brilliant.
So you become what, a friend of the Botanical Garden?
A friend of the Botanical Garden. So you just go to the Amis du Jardin Botanique website on the Association des Amis du Jardin Botanique, which is aajb-ge.ch. And the most botanical gardens in Switzerland and elsewhere in the world also have this facility, the way you can be a friend of. And it's a really, really good way to do it.
Okay, so if we've got people back home that are looking at doing it, look into somewhere local.
Absolutely.
We've got a lot of listeners from the UK.
Oh, well, I have to say, joining the Royal Horticultural Society is probably the easiest way to do it. So you get a monthly magazine called The Garden, which is very good, full of useful information, particularly good for beginners, I'd have to say, as well as a card that lets you visit any of their gardens for free with a friend, which is very nice. Reductions on their partner gardens, of which there are hundreds in the UK and abroad as well. And even more useful, the early bird booking and the right to buy members tickets for the big flower shows like Chelsea and Hampton Court. For the UK, it's £5.50 for a single membership, and you just go to www.rhs.org.
I can think of people in my family that might quite like that back in the UK.
It's brilliant.
That could be a good gift and no postage necessary.
No.
Okay, let's move on to something physical. If you want to hand something over, you want to wrap something up, you want something under the tree, Hester, you are a fan of the gardening book.
I love a book. I do think that if you have a garden and a library, your life is complete.
Oh, that's a lovely
thought. Pliny the Elder was right, I think. No, I've picked a couple out that are a little bit different, and I thought they'd be really nice. So the first one is from the always excellent Filbert Press. Filbert Press is a smallish British house that produces really nice, mostly gardening books, not exclusive, mostly gardening books. And the first one's called The Cut Flower Source Book by Rachel Siegfried. And it diverts from the usual flowers for cutting, which I love, and focuses more on woody shrubs and perennials, which were not places I would have traditionally looked for cutting for my garden. And so she's got tips on growing and propagating, as well as arranging and combining things. And you expect to pay about £35 sterling, either direct from the publisher, www.filbertpress.com, or any major bookshop.
Okay. And then let's just clarify as well, the Cut Flower Source Book is in the sauce.
S-O-U. Yeah. Although sauce would be interesting too.
Not like a pasta sauce.
Not that sort of sauce. No. It's lots of suggestions.
As in the origin.
Yeah, exactly. And one of the other ones I want to suggest is one by Sarah Raven, who is one of the best garden writers, I think, around in terms of really original, beautiful photography. Very different and just really fun, super practical. She came to gardening, get this, she was a GP and was on maternity leave with her first child, and the flowers she got as a gift for this baby's birth were so rubbish, she decided to set up her own flower production. Yeah, I know. Amazing. She's amazing. I think she's extraordinary. And she's got a new book called A Year Full of Veg, published by Bloomsbury, also excellent publisher. And she's a really well-known gardener, TV presenter and writer. I've got lots of her other books and they are always good. Very, very practical. And this particular one is exactly the same. It takes you right through the year, from January right through to December, showing you what you can grow, as well as practical techniques like pricking out, building frames for beans, things like that. Very reasonable price, I thought. £18.90 sterling, direct from the publisher from Bloomsbury, or £13.23 for the ebook if you want to just get it as an ebook and you don't actually want a physical item at all. Look up on www.bloomsbury, bloomsbury.com. white.com, and of course any other major bookstore too.
Coming up after the Swiss news, which is next, we will take a look at what you can get if you are in a bit of a last minute panic. We've got some last minute ideas for you. Now, you do have 19 days before Christmas, so this shouldn't be the case, but just maybe something just to store away in the back of your mind, just in case you realise that great aunt bought you something and you have not bought them any. Thing, then you may need to dash out. Stay tuned.
Dig It, sponsored by Schilliger Garden Centre in Glan and Plan-les-Ouates. Schilliger, let your inspiration grow.
We're giving away a Christmas tree. If you would like to get in the draw, just tell us about a Christmas ornament that you'll be putting out around about this time of year, or maybe it's already out. We've got Sarah on the email who said, I love my Santa relaxing on a hammock. Have a great day. Thank you so much, Sarah. You're in the draw. Also on WhatsApp, we've got Liz who says, my favourite decoration was bought in Barbados. It is Santa in a little, like a rubber
swim ring.
That's looks
very
so good.
Cute.
Holding a drink.
Does it float? That would be great.
It looks like it's made of some kind of ceramic. I don't. I'm not.
Let's
not sure.
Not sink Santa.
Maybe not. but that's a lovely ornament. We've also got Caroline, who said we've got some large baubles that go on the tree outside that we store in the garage that we walk past every day all year round. Nice one. And then Glyn has said, can't be more tacky than this. And he sent me a gif of some snow spraying all over some Christmas, a Christmas tree.
Wow.
Which kind of looks like a fountain. It's great. Rhody, he says that we've got a Filipino belen, which is the nativity scene. Thank you very much for letting us know about that. And also we've got Oliver, who says, I'm listening to WRS in my student accommodation in Exeter. Due home this weekend. Would love a tree for home. I've not got any decorations in my accommodation.
Oh, make us some Christmas stars.
We need to make you something. Yeah. That's what we need to do. Also, let me just say there's a couple more. I'll find them in just a moment because I'm really enjoying this, but I do need to crack on with the Christmas gifts that Hester, you have found so many great ideas. If we do leave it to the last minute, because I don't know, we just kick back for the next 15 days.
Exactly.
And then suddenly find ourselves in a bit of a whirlwind. Yeah. What have you got for us?
I'd get myself to a good garden centre and spend some proper money. I think you've left it too late for Secret Santa. You've left it too late. Well, probably not for subscriptions because you can do them online anytime. You've definitely left it too late to buy a book for somebody. Get yourself to a garden centre and buy something bright and lovely. We often talk about poinsettias at Christmas on this show. They've got these beautiful, brightly coloured bracts. They look like flowers in red, pinks, whites. Choose a good one by looking at the flowers. So the flowers actually are the little teeny tiny little yellowy blobs at the middle of these lovely, brightly coloured bracts. And you want to get one that's got flowers that are mostly closed or only have a few open, probably, as this will help the plants stay looking good for much longer. And the other tip is to wrap it up. To take it home, really wrap it up with a good plastic sleeve and maybe some paper as well. They do not like cold drafts, and it will, at the worst, start dropping leaves, have droopy leaves, or die if you let it get cold.
Oh, no.
So be careful in the car, be careful on the bus or the tram, and don't leave it in the car, as a friend of mine did, having bought quite a few last week, and they all died.
In the cold?
In the cold.
Oh, yikes.
Yeah. Not a good idea. So bring them home and look after them. I don't know about you. I love a Christmas cactus. They really remind me of my English grandmother, who didn't have very many houseplants because she didn't really believe in them. But she did have a Christmas cactus. And I love the fact that I love their segmented leaves. I love their bright, bright colours. They look so ridiculously exotic and kind of exuberant for this time of year. I also like the fact that they can live for years and years and years. Definitely 15 years, possibly up to 30 for some of them, which is pretty amazing. They're also super easy to propagate. So if you want to make yourself some free plants, you could just take some leaf segments and stuff them in soil.
Before you give over the whole plant.
Exactly.
Why are they called a Christmas cactus?
Because they flower at Christmas. Well, some of them, they're also Thanksgiving cactuses that flower a bit earlier, and Easter cactuses that flower later as well. Well,
I found a couple more entries. This was the one that I was looking for, actually, because it was a bit of a disaster that happened. Laura said, I had a whole box of kids' handmade ceramic decorations. They brought back warm, fuzzy memories of little hands making crafts. Aww. With childhood enthusiasm, making up for any lack of artistic skill. My husband decided to move a fully decorated Christmas tree to a better location a few years ago and flipped it sideways. All but one ceramic broke, glass everywhere. Mm. I bought replacements, but it's not the same.
Oh no, maybe they can make more.
Maybe we can make more. Are they adult children now? Maybe this is what needs to happen.
That sounds like a really nice Christmas activity, making memories.
Making memories. And I hope you do it in the same way as well, like making these pine cone angels.
Oh, yeah,
and
with
stuff.
Fluff on. Yeah.
Complete tacky, as if as if they're six, but you all just get a glue gun and go for it one year.
That's great.
I will just reiterate, though, we've got a message from Glyn who said, visited Shilliger last week, no shabby Christmas decorations there. He uses the word wow and says all the trees looked fab. They hung them from the ceiling. Amazing. Yeah, they did.
We were very inspired when we had our visit.
We were so happy there. It was just like a magical wonderland. Go and check it out, the Frozen Kingdom over at Shilliger Garden Centre. Open on Sunday, this Sunday too.
Go early.
So make sure you go early and you get your Christmas shopping done. Hester, it's been wonderful this year doing Dig It with you. I've really thoroughly enjoyed it. If you'd like to find any of our episodes of Dig It from this year, you can find them at worldradio.ch/Dig It. But I guess all that's left to say is Merry Christmas, and I'll catch you in the new year, Hester.
I'm already looking forward to it.
Dig It, sponsored by Shilliger Garden Centre in Glan and Plan-les-Ouates. Shilliger, let your inspiration grow.